Exodus, chapter 21. Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him to the judges, he shall also bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And if a man sells his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she does not please her master, who has married her, then he shall let her be redeemed. He shall have no power to sell her to a strange nation, since he has dealt deceitfully with her. And if he has married her to his son, he shall deal with her according to the manner of daughters. If he takes for himself another wife, he shall not diminish her food, her clothing, or her duty of marriage. And if he does not do these three things for her, then she shall go out free without money. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. And if a man does not lie in wait, but God delivers him into his hand, he kills him accidentally, then I will appoint you a place where he shall flee. But if a man comes presumptuously upon his neighbor, to intentionally kill him, you shall take him from my altar, that he may die. And he who strikes his father, or his mother, shall be surely put to death. And he who steals a man and sells him, or if he is found in his possession, he shall surely be put to death. And he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together, and one strikes another with a stone, or with his fist, and he does not die, but is bedfast, if he rises again, and walks about upon his staff, then he who struck him shall live, but he shall pay for the loss of his time, and shall pay for him to be thoroughly healed. And if a man strikes his servant or his maid with a rod, and he dies under his hand, he shall surely be punished. Nevertheless, if he continues to live a day or two, he shall not be punished, because he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that she gives birth, and yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished, as the woman's husband shall lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. But if any harm does follow harm to the woman or to the child, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And if a man strikes the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, causing it to perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he knocks out his manservant's tooth, or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gores a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall surely be stoned, and his meat shall not be eaten. But the owner of the ox shall live. But if the ox has in time past been inclined to gore with his horn, and it has been told to his owner, and he has not kept him in, but that he has killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there is laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatever is laid upon him. Whether he has gored a son or has gored a daughter, according to this judgment it shall be done to him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit, and not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit shall make it good, and give money to their owner, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurts another's, that he dies, then they shall sell the live ox, and divide the money, and the dead ox they shall also divide. Or if it has been known that the ox has used to gore in time past, and his owner has not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own.